Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadali, and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems and other issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, all of the answers provided in this program are based upon the Holy Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon them all, supplemented by scientific data and facts. Joining us in the studio is our dear friend and Islamic researcher, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today we'll be discussing mistake number 12 some parents make when they are raising their children. And the mistake is as follows. Some parents unfortunately have the tendency to not differentiate between their children. They treat them all in a homogeneous way, and they generalize, and they do not keep in mind that these are individuals with their own personalities and traits and so on. And they keep treating them as though they are one entity. They are said, what are the causes of this problem and how can we solve it?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. A lot of parents who have one, two or more children, they tend to forget the fact that each child was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala differently. The mistake that a lot of people fall on or fall in with parents or educators alike is that they assume that all kids are the same, so therefore I have to be just and fair with all of them.
Right.
So I think we spoke about being just with your kids. This topic is quite similar to it, but that as an educator, as a parent, you need to take into consideration that not all the children are equal, therefore you can't treat them equally. In a lot of things, you have to. But what we're trying to say here is that in the way they create it physically and mentally, they're different.
Of course.
So you would see that some children, for example, are more sensitive than others.
Right.
There are some people or some kids who are like physiology-wise, their body is much smaller or larger than others. So therefore, their requirements would be different.
So there are visible differences and also some differences we cannot see with the naked eye.
Exactly. So there are mental differences, there are physical differences, emotional differences, things you can see, and things obviously you can't, especially if it's an eternal matter.
Right.
Now, the mistakes that a lot of people fall in, and with parents and educators, that they treat them equally without paying attention to these differences.
These subtleties.
Exactly. So, for example, you see sometimes a child, you look at him and he gets a message, and either he refrains from doing that act or does what this look Right. indicates to him. Where some of them, it really require a lot of talking, even though you're trying to ask for the same thing. And some of them, sometimes they might need like a harsher kind of, behavior or a harsher treatment in order for them to get the message. So they're different.
Right.
Because they're different, we need to treat them differently.
And on that note, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing a mistake some parents make when they're raising their children, and that being them treating their children as one entity, disregarding the subtleties and different personalities these children have. Dear Sayyid, please pick up where you left off.
Therefore, we say that when it comes to children, you have to take into consideration that sometimes even biologically, what they inherited in terms of DNA, for example, is going to be different than you other kids.
Of course.
So they're not two children are the same. Each have their different
Our DNA is unique to every single human.
Exactly. So whether it is with boys or girls, the differences are there. Therefore, we need to have that into account.
Right.
So you know there are differences. Now you know that they are not the same. Your treatment now has to change accordingly. Like we said, there are things that you have to be equal and fair to, but there are things that you should not be equal and fair to.
For example, if you're equal, it will lead to oppression.
Exactly. So, for example, the child who is too sensitive emotionally,
right?
You can't, for example, hit him. Like, for example, his other siblings who are not too emotional.
And of they course, don't never should you hit, but...
Yeah, we're just giving an example.
Right, yeah.
So you see that the damage that will cause to the child who is emotional is a lot more to the child who is not much emotional. So, for example, with that child, maybe a word could hurt him, yet alone being hit, and he feels that he's been... his dignity is on the line, and he feels that he's been... abused, while the other child might not take it as abuse, because sometimes the mothers get frustrated and angry with their kids, and they give them a slap on the back or on the head or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. Not in terms of bashing them. No, obviously, but just a lot of parents do that. If not all of parents do that, but the child sometimes he takes it as okay. He doesn't care. And some children, they take it too sensitive. So even, for example, the Quran, when it talks about men hitting women, it says, as a last result, hit
of
them.
Of course.
But obviously this hitting, it's been translated in the riwayat that you use a toothpick to hit a woman with. I mean, what does a toothpick does to
it's
a woman?
It's only emotional damage at
exactly.
that point.
Exactly. So Allah is saying it's not the physical that matters to the woman. It's the emotional that matters to the woman. When she sees that you're so angry, or at least not comfortable, or you're sad, or you're upset with her, and you throw something at her, she should take that as a sign of, you've reached your last point.
This is your limit.
Yeah, you've reached
right.
your
Words
last
point. Words do not work anymore.
You cannot
be more patient anymore.
Exactly. Right. And if the woman is smart enough and logical enough, she should take that as an insult to herself.
Of course, a human is a logical being.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
So we're saying that the differences is there, even between a man and a woman, for example, in this regard, or between children themselves. So this is the mistake that a lot of parents fall in when it comes to dealing with their children, and they treat them all the same. They give them the same things. They give them the same punishment. They give them the same reward, which is wrong. So we have to make sure that we do not fall in this mistake.
Let's continue this discussion after a quick break.
Ya muqdi al-khayrat, ya muqdi al-khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Be just between your children when granting things to them, in the same manner that you would like them to be just with you, in obedience and kindness."
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing, and today we are discussing the mistakes some parents make when raising their children, and that being not differentiating between their children. Do you say just before we went on a break, you mentioned that not only can a punishment be unfair, unjust, and unequal, but also when we are rewarding our children. I just want to ask, for example, some people, some children like to eat candy. Mm-hmm. And then you have the other types of children who don't like to eat candy as much. They rather have a toy.
Yeah.
So in this scenario, how should we try to be just? Not equal, because if you're equal, we'll oppress one or the other. How should we be just in such a scenario?
When we look at children, and the first thing here is to understand there are differences and to seek these differences in our kids, because most people, even if you tell them that, like, yeah, we know, obviously, not our children, they're not the same. But you say to them, are you treating them differently?
Are you acting on it?
Yeah, are you acting on this information?
Right.
So knowing it is one thing, identifying it in your kids is another. So I have 2 or 3 children. I can identify which one suits which person. So, for example, my son, he's too emotional. He won't take being hit. If he's hit, he starts to cry and everything. Well, my daughter, she's a lot younger than him. If she's hit, she doesn't care. She just, maybe she hits you back and she, you know, she fights.
Right.
She's ferocious, right? So with my son, for example, a talk would manage, will suffice. Just saying to him, this is bad, you're doing, done something wrong. With my daughter, for example, she's a different case of her own. You talk to her, she'll, I don't know, throw 10 things back at you. So you need to still give her a slap.
Right.
You know, we are in the pretext of an example here.
Of course.
So you can see that there is what? Differences. So I can identify these differences. Once these differences in my children have been identified, then it's a matter of me acting upon it. So even when we talk about the concept of justice and being equal, equal doesn't mean giving everyone the same. Like if I have to be equal to 10 people, doesn't mean I give them all 10 pieces of bread, because some people might be too skinny, or, you know, their appetite is
but
not as much.
But that is equality, but not justice.
Exactly.
That is actually equality in the essence of equality, but not justice.
Okay, exactly. So if I apply equality, like you said, I have to give them all the same.
Right.
But am I being just to them?
Exactly, yeah.
Of course not. So what I do is I look at each individual and I see what he needs and give him based on his needs. Same thing with children. Now we identify that each of our child has something that, you know, makes him different than others. Then I need to come to that child and deal with him in that manner, in that regard.
Right.
If we don't do so, obviously we're going to create a lot of issues. And that's where a lot of kids, for example, they start to have this hate between them and their siblings, or even towards their parents, because they see that their parents are not being just with them.
Right.
They're not treating them the same. And some of the kids actually even express that to their parents. I don't like this.
I don't want this.
I am not in this. This is not mine. You know, why are you forcing it to me? So as a parent, you have to make sure that you understand your child very well. And if you don't, you're going to make a lot of mistakes with that child. So this is a very common mistake that a lot of parents do, by treating their children all the same without paying attention to the differences between each child, which should be taken into consideration and taken seriously.
Right. I find a lot there, Sayed, if you would support me in this, is basically for the parents not to focus on being equal, but on being just.
Well, first they have to, exactly, you're right, but first they have to differentiate between justice and equality.
Of course. That's going to be the first step towards being a better parent. And with that in mind, we will have to end today's program because we are out of time. I thank the dear Sayed for his insightful knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any suggestions, feedback, or some comments, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. If you are much more modern and not so much old school, you can also find us on various social media websites, such as on Twitter and Instagram, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you know what Islam is? says, it says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.